بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، now brothers and sisters, we are seeing the last 2-3 days strange phenomena, which is the Muslims of this country. They seem to be in some grip of some strange terror, and as a result of this terror, they are making some very strange statements. I saw two. One was one recommendation by some alim to say that after Taraweeh, we must recite 45,000 times La ilaha illallah anta subhanaka inni kuntu min zalimin. And another one which recommended that after Salatul Fajr, this surah must be recited so many times, and another surah should be recited so many times, and so on. And all of that will somehow miraculously, in some magical way, because I don't know what else to call it, it will change the results of the election. And even though you did not go and vote, somehow votes will fall in the right box, and somehow the BJP or Modi or whoever, which the exit polls are predicting that they will win. I thought only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was Alimul Ghaib, and this was the Aqeedah of the Muslim, but the Muslims seem to believe that also the exit polls also have Ilmul Ghaib. So that the exit polls which are predicting the BJP will win, this will be overturned, and then Congress will win. So you must do this. So even though, now my point is that if I ask you a simple question, a lot of young people sitting here, supposing you are sitting for the NEET exam or whichever exam, right? And if I tell you there is no need to study, don't worry, no need to study, no need to even go to the examination hall, right? No need to even write the paper. But after Salatul Isha, you recite Ayat-e-Karima 45,000 times, and miraculously, you will become first in the university. Somehow, your paper will be written and it will be evaluated. And you, what will you tell me? Even if you believe me, I think your father and mother will both come after me with their slippers. Not on their feet, in their hands. But you want me to believe this? I don't know what to say. Sadly, I'm sitting in the masjid, so I know many words to use, but I can't use them here. And the reason I'm saying this is very simple, because if you are a doormat, then it really doesn't matter who wipes his feet on you, because you are still going to get dirt on your face. So whether it is this person or that person, whoever wipes their feet on a doormat, the doormat can only get dirt on its face, nothing else. So if you don't like to have dirt on your face, you should stop worrying about who is wiping their feet. You should start worrying about how come I am a doormat. Right? That's logic, no? I mean, how does it matter who is wiping their feet? At the end of the day, you are going to get dirt because you are a doormat. So if you are sad about that, you don't want this to happen, you don't like dirt on your face, then get up from there and stop being a doormat. It is the hallmark of, I think the Urdu word is nicer, murda khawm. In English, unfortunately, we don't have such words. But, you know, dead people, right? I'm doing a literal translation, which doesn't do justice to murda qaum mein kuch jaan hai. Living dead, yeah, zombies. The hallmark of them is, there are two things which characterize. One, there is complete lack of action. And two, there is belief in magic and mythology. That somehow, without any effort on my part, there is something going to come from the heaven, or some avatar will descend, or God himself will come on the earth, or, you know, someone is going to fight my battle for me, and that is how I will win. I don't have to move from my place. Inna lillahi wa inna ilaihi rajiun. In the 23 years of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the risala of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I have written two books on Seerah. I don't claim to be the world's greatest expert on it, but I suppose I know more than most people. In 23 years of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's risala, there are many, many instances of hardship, of calamities, of wars. Many of them, not one. Many of them. But there is not one single instance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the Sahaba all sitting together in Masjid al-Nabawi or whichever masjid or, you know, in their home or in the field or somewhere and reading La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minaz zalimin 45,000 times after Salatul Isha. Find me that one thing. Or of these wazifas, you know, this wazifa, that wazifa. Did Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Badr, did he, why, how come he didn't sit in Masjid al-Nabawi and say, okay, don't worry about all this, I'm going to do one wazifa and then I will say, phew, and you know, the whole army of the Quraysh will vanish. Yeah? If someone had a right to say that, that was Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Seriously, I mean, I'm saying, that is my aqidah. If the Nabi wanted to do it, then alhamdulillah, the Nabi had the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to say, that if he said, Ya Allah, remove this, Allah would have removed it. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa went to Badr. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa went to Uhud. He got wounded in Uhud. He almost got killed in Uhud. He fought in Khandaq. He dug the pit himself. The trench. Why does he have to dig the trench? With his own hand. He did the work himself. Right? In Fatah Makkah, who was there, who was leading the army? In Hunain, who was leading the army? To Taif, who went alone? With just one person with him. Zaid bin Haritha radhiyallahu anhu. For what? To teach us to sit and do wazifas? No need to do any work? Sit and do wazifas? So that Congress will win. What is Congress? Go read the Satchar Committee report of 2005. We have got very short memories. Satchar Committee report of 2005 said that the condition of Muslims in India was worse than that of the Dalits. Right? What is that an indictment of? It is an indictment of two parties. One, our internal leadership, Muslim leadership. Complete collapse, the most pathetic, the most useless, the most corrupt leadership of the Muslims is in the Muslim community itself. And second indictment was of the Congress party. From independence to 2005, who was in charge of this country? Who ruled this country? So what is this great hope that you have from Congress party? And what is this great fear of Modi that you have? Seriously, I told somebody yesterday, Modi ki jitni haibat hai, Allah ki haibat hai, toh wo Modi nahi aata tha. Seriously, I mean, Modi, what Modi? If you feared Allah more, as much as you fear Modi, Allah would have done decisions in your favor. This mulk, this land belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It doesn't belong to Modi or you or me. قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ تُؤْتِ الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءَ وَتَنْزِعُ الْمُلْكَ مِمَّنْ تَشَاءَ. These ayat are only for reciting salah, is it? So why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give? And of course, we don't know what the actual result of the poll will be. I don't even watch all these exit polls and all that. This is Ramadan al-Kareem and my advice to you is stop wasting your time watching absolute nonsense and rubbish. Read Quran. Pray Nawafil or go to sleep. That is better for you than sitting and watching that nonsense on television or reading that rubbish in the newspapers. Nothing is going to change. Let me assure you, you can read wazifas till the donkeys come home. Not one single vote will be put in this box or that box. Whatever vote happened when you went to vote. If you did not go to vote, I know somebody yesterday told me an incident where in one madrasa in this city, they gathered people together and they told them, don't vote. If you vote, Allah will burn that finger which you pressed with the EVM machine. Allah will burn that finger in Jahannam. Now, this person who told me, I mean, I don't want to mention names here, but this is a very, very reliable person, very close to us. So very good. So all right, don't vote. Now you want to sit and read Ayat Karima, and all those votes you did not vote are going to be now done somehow magically in some place. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. Completely mafi mukh. The brain, I don't know what has happened to them. So my point is very simple. Don't stop. First of all, stop wasting your time. This is Ramadan al-Kareem. Make the best use of Ramadan. Connect yourself with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Get some taqwa in the heart. Stop believing in magic and rubbish. Number one. Number two, focus on the community itself and say, what is it that I can do to change the future of my people? This community, despite 2005, we are now 2019. In 2005, the report said we are worse than the Dalits. In 2019, we are now, I don't know what we are, because we are now in the realm of magic and mythology. Yet, we don't have a single strategic think tank. We don't have a single issue of scenario planning. We cannot agree on one single issue, on one single point of leadership. Our major organizations are split and they cannot come back together. It's like Humpty Dumpty fell off the wall and all the king's men and all the king's horses can't put him back together again. You can't even put back together your own organization and you want to talk about, you know, leading the world and bringing a community. How will you do that? You cannot even agree with your own brothers and sisters. Our organizations which split are the same mazhab, the same maslak, the same everything. Split, they have split, beating each other, killing each other. No shame in this. You can't put it back together again. And you want to talk about big things. Think about those things. Think about action. You are a doormat. As long as you remain a doormat, somebody's dirty foot is going to be wiped on your face. Whether it's this one's foot or that one's foot makes no difference, because you are a doormat. You can only get dirt on your face, nothing else. You don't like the dirt on your face, stop complaining, stop moaning, stop groaning, stop believing in magic. Get up. Stand up. Nobody can wipe their foot on a vertical surface. Try to wipe your foot on a wall. You will fall down. They can only wipe their feet on a horizontal surface. So get up. Look at ourselves. Change ourselves. Ruju ilallah. What does the Quran say? فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ ثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ In Surah Al-Hud, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Shuaib alayhi salam tells his people, make istighfar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and then turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Somebody told me, my rose 100 bar istighfar padhta hu. Main bola, woh to masla hai. Istighfar karna hai, padhna nahi hai. Rose padh raha, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Phir woh kaam pure. La hawla quwwata illa billah. We are in every haram imaginable. Our incomes are haram. You have written your names in the list of adu Allah, in the list of the enemies of Allah, because you are dealing in interest. What do you think Allah will do? Allah will burn you in this dunya and the akhirah. Now, this is not my fatwa. Go read the Quran. Allah and His Nabi alayhi salam declared war on the one who deals in interest. I didn't say it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said it. So what do you expect? So you deal in interest. You have haram income. You want to sit and read Ayat-e Karima. So what will change? We earn haram. We eat haram. We do haram. A community in this, the community which in this one city alone spends 4,000 crores on ostentatious weddings, deserves to be a doormat for the rest of their existence. The same city in which there are people, there are Muslims and other people who are dying of hunger. Girls are going into prostitution because they don't have money. And we spend 4,000 crores on ostentatious wedding. We have no shame. Please, stop doing all this. Stop wasting your time. Let us collectively make tawbah. Get out of these haram things and boycott those who are doing it. Don't say, mai to nahi kara, magar wahan to jana pada, mera rishtedar tha. Nahi. If you are going there, then you are part of that. Please understand. There is only one way in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is only one who can change destiny. Who is that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalla. And he told us, oh, there is only one way in which he will do that. How will he do that? When we change ourselves first. There is no other way. The ayat which we recite many times, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. The ayat actually refers to Allah does not change the good condition of a people until they change it themselves. But obviously, the same logic applies in the opposite direction. Allah will not change the bad condition of a people also until they change themselves. People came to Musa alayhi salam, became Nuh alayhi salam. They said, you know, we are in trouble, we are in difficulty, so on and so on. What should you do? فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا. Go make istighfar to your Rabb. He will forgive you. Please understand, my brothers and sisters, until we change ourselves, until we make istighfar, not do istighfar, not speak istighfar, not tell, you know, count istighfar, actually go towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, actually change our lives, make tawbah, get out of haram, get out of disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Simple matter of praying for Salatul Fajr in the masjid. You know the situation, I know the situation. And this is global. It's not nothing to do with India or anywhere in the world. Same issue. Then what more do you want? Who are we fooling? So stop fooling yourself. Stop fooling yourself. Only one can change our lives. And that is not the Prime Minister of the country. This one or that one or that one. The one who can change our lives is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. And he didn't get there by your voting. So, connect and correct your connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The way to do that is to make istighfar. Is to look into our own lives and say, what is disobedience of Allah in my life? I am removing it right now. Turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't worry. Let the whole world be upset with you. It makes no difference. Public opinion is the most worthless thing in the world. It won't harm you. It cannot benefit you. Forget about public opinion. Think only of one thing. What does my Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu think of me? Because if I drop dead now, I will not go before Modi or before Rahul Gandhi. I will go before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So connect, correct our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ruju ilallah. Do what pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And get up and take action. Get up and take action. To correct ourselves. Then inshallah al-musta'an, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open doors. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Allah is, the Quran is so clear in everything. We are running everywhere except for taqwa. What did Allah say? To get you out of difficulties, what will help you? Taqwa. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. The one who has taqwa on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will extract him from the difficulties. وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ هَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. And will provide him from sources that he could not imagine. وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلَ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. The one who has tawakkul on Allah, Allah will become sufficient for him. The one who has tawakkul on Allah does not earn haram. The one who has tawakkul on Allah does not eat haram. The one who has tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not do or speak haram, does not listen to haram, does not see haram, doesn't look at haram. He does not oppress people, he does not curse people, he does not take away people's their izzah. He doesn't take away their properties. He doesn't swallow other people's, he doesn't oppress people. And those are the people for whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open doors where there are no doors. Inshallah, Mustan, one of my lectures during the last 10 nights is on this topic, so I don't want to talk about that now. we'll look at it. But my point is, get out of this rubbish. And for God's sake, stop forwarding this nonsense. Please. You want to believe in magic, go believe in it. Don't send it to me at least. I believe in action. I believe in ruju to my Rab Jalla Jalalu. I don't believe in sitting on my backside and then after that reciting Ayat-e Karima to take me out of my mess. It doesn't happen. So let's be very clear and let us focus on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and use this beautiful month of Ramadan al-Kareem. Don't waste it. Let us use it for our own benefit. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعليه وصحبه اجمعين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين.